आप हैं SBS हिंदी के साथ। आपका समुदाय, आपकी बातें, SBS हिंदी।
तो मित्रों, अब है नाइडॉक वीक बहुत जल्द, तो इस सिलसिले में हम चर्चा करने जा रहे हैं सदर्न एबोरिजिनल कॉरपोरेशन की CEO आशा भट्ट के साथ। वो इंग्लिश में बात करेंगे। सो वेलकम टू द हिंदी प्रोग्राम आशा।
Thank you, Kumud.
Tell us something about the history of the NAIDOC week.
I would like to start by acknowledging the traditional owners of this land, the Menang people, and pay my respect to elders past, present, and emerging. Every year, NAIDOC week celebrates the milestones of indigenous communities and encourages Australians from all walks of life to participate. Cities across Australia come together. And whether you are in CBD or with your local community, everyone is encouraged to learn and appreciate Indigenous culture. The root of NAIDOC traces back to 1920s, and it was solidified by two momentous events in Australian history, the 1967 referendum and 1992 Mabo decision. Yeah. NAIDOC celebration have been ongoing since the 1940s and have grown significantly over the decades. Initially a week of mourning, it has become one of the biggest commemoration of Indigenous history and triumph. Right. It is important we also affiliate ourselves with this movement to keep Indigenous culture alive.
So what's the theme for this year, and how is the Southern Aboriginal Corporation celebrate NAIDOC?
The theme of the NAIDOC week this year is always was, always will be. And that recognizes that First Nation people have occupied and cared for this continent for over 65,000 years. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are spiritually and culturally connected to this country. Their collective adaptation and intimate knowledge of country has enabled them to endure climate change, catastrophic droughts, and rising sea levels. With Southern Aboriginal Corporation, we are the lead Aboriginal corporation in the Great Southern Region of Western Australia. We are hosting a family fun day on the opening day of NAIDOC ceremony, which is 8th of November. Usually, NAIDOC week celebrations are held across Australia each year in July. However, due to COVID-19, it has been moved to 18th to 15th of November this year. Right. We would have traditional dance, traditional band, elders tent, the bouncy castle, and sausage sizzle. Basically, it is about promoting and celebrating Aboriginal culture with the wider community.
Sure, sounds interesting. So why is it so important to hand down Australian Indigenous culture and heritage through the generations?
Australians, Aboriginals have the longest continuous cultural history of any group of people on earth. I mean, educated estimates date the history around 50 to 60,000 years ago. Naturally, this is incredibly important to Aboriginal people to be kept alive and handed down through to the generations. It is the basis of their culture, history and heritage, tradition and everything they believe in. Aboriginal art is centered on storytelling. It is used as a chronicle to communicate knowledge of the land, events and beliefs of Aboriginal people. Aboriginal art is made by Indigenous Australian people. It includes work made in many diverse ways, including painting on leaves, wood carving, rock carving, ceremonial clothing and sand painting. Aboriginal art is closely linked to religious ceremonies and rituals. They talk about dreamtime stories, and stories of creations are handed down through storytelling, painting, song, and dance. So this makes it easy for even the very young to learn and pass down. This tradition continues, and it is imperative to keep the culture alive. Today, paintings are created using traditional ochre and modern-day materials such as acrylics. However, the use of traditional symbol and art style keep this imperative ancient culture alive. The symbols used in the traditional and contemporary Aboriginal paintings are the same as those discovered tens and thousands of years ago in cave paintings and rock art. The same responsibilities are essential to pass on their own Aboriginal culture, dreamtime stories painted and depicted in Aboriginal art. It's a sort of a visual expression of those beliefs and a way to preserve their culture, heritage, beliefs and history.
Sure. And finally, of course, it's important for the entire community or the population of Australia and the world to know about their culture and the NAIDOC. How important is it and particularly relevant to the Indian community to know about?
Strengthening and relationship between Aboriginal and immigrant group is vital for creating a more welcoming and inclusive community. Every Australian has the right to access safe, effective, responsive and suitable health and community care and support services. Cultural respect must be embedded into design, delivery, evaluation of services to ensure equality of care, service delivery and support. As a migrant, we all work in one of these services, and it is important for us to make effort to understand Aboriginal culture. If possible, we should be participating in events where Aboriginal culture is promoted and celebrated. It is important as a migrant, we have balance between practicing our own culture and values and integrate to understand other culture, especially a First Nation people culture. We should acknowledge the country we live on belongs to First Nation people. And I see many migrants coming to Australia just to assimilate into their own culture and keep practicing their own culture. But it's very important that, you know, we make practice to go and talk to Aboriginal elders in their region and to understand their culture and learn few words if you can. Like, you know, in Manang, you know, like Kaya. And, you know, for lady, they say yoga. They call me as Mudich Yoga, which means solid woman. So some of those words, you know, being on this country, it's best to learn.
Thanks so much for your time today, Asha, and all the best to the community out there.
Thank you so much, Kumud.
लाइक करें, शेयर करें या कमेंट करें, SBS हिंदी को फेसबुक पर फॉलो करें।